This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. A day of worldwide protests against climate change is underway that organizers predict will draw more than 1 million participants, the largest ever expected demonstration decrying the man-made causes of a warming planet. Swedish climate change activist Greta Thunberg can't believe all the people taking part in the climate strike. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has the story.
Everything had just blown out of proportion.
That 16-year-old Greta Thunberg, amazed at the crowds that have come out to take a stand on climate change.
This could only be a fantasy. I would never have predicted or believed that this was going to happen.
But she also tells the AP she's realistic.
It won't change everything, but it's still... It's such a strong message.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
On Friday, President Donald Trump defended himself against a whistleblower's allegation of wrongdoing in a reported private conversation Trump had with a foreign leader. The complaint, which the administration has refused to let Congress see, remains shrouded in mystery, but is, quote, serious and urgent. He declared Friday that the complaint was made by a partisan whistleblower and that he has done nothing wrong. Hong Kong police have been accused of torture by Amnesty International. The human rights group issued a report on Friday with their conclusions from a field investigation into the months-long pro-democracy protests. In a statement, they said Hong Kong security forces had, quote, an apparent thirst for retaliation and were engaged in a disturbing pattern of reckless and unlawful acts. Responding to the report, Hong Kong police say they have respected the privacy, dignity, and rights of those in custody and have used the minimum force necessary. From Washington, this is VOA. Following last week's attacks on Saudi oil facilities, tensions are high in the Middle East. AP correspondent Mike Hempin reports that the U.S. has a number of options for dealing with Iran, whom the U.S. claims is responsible for the attacks.
The U.S. response could involve military, political, and economic actions, and the military options could range from no action at all to airstrikes or less visible moves such as cyber attacks. The U.S. also could provide additional military support to help Saudi Arabia defend itself from attacks from the north. Most of its defenses have focused on threats from Yemen to the south.
The AP's Mike Hempin. The Reuters news agency is reporting that El Salvador and the United States have signed an agreement to cooperate on asylum claims. The U.S. Embassy in the Central American country said in a statement on Friday without giving further details. We'll have more on this story as it develops. U.S. lawmakers at a congressional hearing Thursday pushed for answers on the stalled peace talks with the Taliban following President Donald Trump's suspension of negotiations earlier this month. The open hearing followed a closed-door session in which the top U.S. envoy to Afghanistan, Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad, testified. Catherine Gibson has the story.
U.S. envoy Khalilzad led those negotiations that could have concluded with Trump meeting the Taliban at the presidential retreat in Camp David. A step that infuriated lawmakers from both parties. Washington is making another unexpected move. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announcing a $160 million cut in aid to Afghanistan, accusing the Afghan government of being an unreliable partner, a key test of the Taliban's commitment to the process, shunning violence in the Afghan presidential election set for September 28th. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
On Thursday, Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg met with lawmakers as well as President Donald Trump to address criticism of the company's business practices. A Facebook spokesman said Zuckerberg traveled to Washington to hear their concerns and talk about the future internet regulation. Zuckerberg was seen walking through the halls surrounded by media as he went from office to office. His schedule included a meeting with one of his staunchest critics, Republican Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri. Zuckerberg declined to answer any questions regarding the meetings. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has ended his campaign for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination on Friday. This after struggling to gain traction in a sprawling field of candidates. Announcing his decision in an MSNBC interview, de Blasio did not throw his support behind any one candidate, but said he would support the eventual nominee. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.
Voice of America.